Hey, Clear Water, Kansas. This is Mello, and today we are in the conference championship for the NFL. The AFC is the Chiefs and the Ravens. NFC is the Lions and San Francisco.
Now, before we get into that, we have to go over what happened during the divisional round. So, I could have sworn that I picked the Chiefs to beat the Bills, but apparently I did not.
Yeah, you picked the Bills.
So
when you picked the Bills, you said, I agree, that's anybody's game, but the Bills have the better chance. So you picked the Bills.
So I guess you could count that as picking the Bills. I'll just say that I did for simplistic sake. So I went 3-1, making me 7-3 overall in overall playoff picks.
I don't know what my overall is right now. I just know that the both of the people that I wanted to go to the Super Bowl are not going to the Super Bowl. But the Houston Ravens game was just terrible. It was just absolutely terrible.
It started off good.
No, it didn't. It started off terribly.
10-10.
It started off terribly. In the Chiefs and the Bills game, Chiefs started off terribly, and then after that, they just decided, hey, we can't let them pass the ball because Josh Allen is a dog like that. And then they won by 3 points because Bass can't kick a field goal. You got Stephon Diggs
Can you pause that?
Standing in the same place. And
like wide right's been traumatizing the Bills for a few years now.
Yeah, we got Stephon Diggs standing in the same place for the last 4 years.
One day. Did you know that the
I'm actually seeing a pattern. I think the Bills are turning into San Francisco.
I'm also going to explain this. The Brady Manning rivalry. Manning started 0-6 against Brady in the playoffs before I think it was the Broncos in 2013 that beat the Patriots in the AFC Championship. So Josh Allen still has a chance in the future, but I think the Bills would have lost even had they made that field goal. The Chiefs would have either gotten a touchdown or they would have gotten a field goal sending into overtime. And, well, the facts say that Josh Allen is 0-9 in overtime, so I wouldn't have worried one bit.
Oh, I think America wants to see the Ravens go, but I think the Chiefs got this.
I'm not a fan of Taylor Swift.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of Taylor Swift either.
I'm not going to say I'm not a big fan. I'm not a fan.
Kanye all day, but
I think, so there's four possible Super Bowl combinations. Do you want to hear them?
Yeah, let's hear them.
So first, most likely of all, we have the Ravens and 49ers. The second most likely is the Chiefs and 49ers. The third most likely is the Lions and Ravens. And then the least likely is the Chiefs and Lions. So, which one do you want to see the most and least?
I want to see the Chiefs and Lions the most, and the least would be San Francisco and the Ravens.
Yeah, I have the exact same opinion because there's like some theory about the Super Bowl logo colors going around, and If the 49ers beat the Ravens in the Super Bowl, that would pretty much confirm it, because a third year in a row is weird. That's when it gets suspicious. I want to see a Chiefs-Lions Super Bowl.
Dude.
I want to see a Chiefs-Lions Super Bowl. That would be crazy, because you both of them, like, the Lions are a great passing offense, but not so good passing defense. The Chiefs the only reason their defense looked bad against the Bills is because Chris Jones was out for like half the game. he was constantly in and out during the plays because he's kind of hurt right now, and I don't know when he's going to be better. I tried to look into his injury, but it's nothing official.
I'd actually like, let's talk about the NFC now. Green Bay and San Francisco, that wasn't a close game.
That was 24-21. The only reason it ended, the only reason the 49ers won was because the Packers missed a field goal, and then Jordan Love threw a game-sealing interception, but it was a pretty ugly one.
Is this the farthest the Lions have been in a playoff?
No, because their one playoff win also brought them to the NFC Championship, because they were either the one or two seed back in the 90s. They won that game, and it brought them to the NFC Championship. I can pull it up right now.
Have they actually ever went to the Super Bowl, though?
No, never.
I really want the Lions to go, you know, have a franchise history moment right there. It don't matter if they win or lose. If they go with the Ravens and the Chiefs, I think I'm going to have the Lions winning.
Here's what I think is going to happen with these Super Bowl combos. If the Ravens and 49ers play, I think the 49ers would win. What about you?
Yeah, I don't know why, but the AFC is just a harder division than the NFC. Because there's only, like, a few teams, you know, but other than that, like, AFC and NFC just aren't the same. Like, AFC is way harder than the NFC, in my opinion.
Yeah. I think the 49ers would beat the Ravens, I just think the biggest reason the Ravens beat the 49ers was not only because of zone coverage, but also because Brock Purdy struggles to pass a wet ball. And during the Super Bowl, I'm pretty sure it's not supposed to rain or anything.
It's probably going to be cold.
Well, that's February. So what do you think about the Lions-Ravens Super Bowl combination?
I think the Lions are going to win.
Yeah,
they're going to win it all.
I think the Lions would win the Super Bowl between that, because they would have enough momentum after beating the 49ers. They recently got blown out by the Ravens. No, not recently, but it happened. I think they would come in with vengeance, and I think it would play out for them. So, unfortunately, I just don't see the Ravens getting the job done here.
I don't either.
Go to the Super Bowl. What about the Chiefs and 49ers?
Chiefs and 49ers, I think the Chiefs are going to win that.
Yeah, and here's my reasoning. I agree with you. Taylor Swift in the Super Bowl, first of all. That's pretty much already confirmed. It was scripted for the Chiefs to go and win the Super Bowl if Taylor Swift goes to the Super Bowl. So the Chiefs are going to beat the 49ers, and especially with the momentum of beating the Ravens who destroyed the 49ers, God forbid that momentum gets in their hands. Well, for their sake.
I think if the script is right, if whoever wins in the NFC, if the AFC, if the Chiefs win, then the Chiefs are going to win the Super Bowl again. But AFC, if the Ravens go, then it's going to be anybody's game.
Yeah, I think if the Ravens go, the Ravens will lose. If the Chiefs go, the Chiefs will win. So pretty much, if the Ravens go to the Super Bowl, whoever wins the NFC Championship will win the Super Bowl. If the Chiefs win the Super Bowl, if the Chiefs win the AFC Championship, then they're going to win the Super Bowl. Because nothing stops Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl, especially if you throw Taylor Swift on top of that.
With the Kelsey.
Oh, yeah, and Kelsey, I guess.
Other than that, I don't know what to say.
What do you genuinely think the Super Bowl will be, though? Who do you think will play?
I want to see the Ravens and the Lions go, but I think the Lions are going to beat San Francisco, because every time they get into the conference championship, they just lose.
Oh yeah, I think Dan Campbell will use a lot of zone coverage, which is something the 49ers struggle against. I don't think that's going to be the single reason. I don't think zone coverage enough is going to be what would stop the 49ers. But I just think the 49ers choking in the playoffs and the Lions with that much momentum would just, I think they're going to beat the 49ers. And at this point, the Chiefs have momentum too. They beat the Bills after a rough season.
I think they all have momentum. They're all in the conference championship.
So I'm seeing a Lions-Chiefs Super Bowl that the Chiefs will win.
If it's a Lions-Bengals, or not Bengals, Ravens game, then the Lions are going to win.
I think that would be a really good game that the Lions would win by a field goal.
Yeah, that would actually be a really good game.
Or maybe a blowout, but that's not what we want. No one wants a Super Bowl blowout.
I ain't got much else to say, you know?
Yeah, I'm out of commentary here.
Well, see you guys next week. Thank you guys for listening. Signing out.